early to have random talking.
Oh, you mean 5 seconds ago when you asked me if I started and we didn't start yet, but we started now? I just like
I
that.
had a feeling you did that to me just to
Talk about the squirrel? That's
Squirrel.
creepy.
Like, why are you on your phone? You said we were in such a rush to get started.
Do you want to start the episode?
Welcome, everybody, to the Armory 33 podcast. As usual, I'm your co-host, Nicole, with my other co-host, Quinn.
This is weird because this is my show, but since this is your episode, I don't know what to do with my hands. Hi, everybody. Welcome.
So,
holiday time. Gotta love it.
What's the song that I always tell you to stop before the bad part?
Oh, it's beginning to look a lot
like that would be it. This is
still my
episode.
Show.
Yeah. So Quinn was struggling to come up with a topic for an episode. And I was like, hey, it's Christmas time and I love Christmas. So let's talk about the things that we remember from our Christmases growing up and how that compares to what Christmas is like.
I'm not wearing
I did bring the reindeer ears down
those.
For you.
Wearing those.
I was going to put them on my microphone, but then they were going to hide everything.
No, I'm not going to wear those.
Did you end up wearing these at the on the Jeopardy episode?
I don't remember
who ended up wearing
them. 2 weeks on the very...
Unfortunately, Dylan had everything on tiara. He had all the headpieces. I don't remember if he ended up with the reindeer ears. I know I gave you a lot of scarves. But
you know what I hate the most next to Christmas? I just hate people.
Christmas is dealing with a lot of people.
Yes, because I work retail. 17 years of this. You figured I would learn.
And again,
I hate
you
people.
Chose retail,
you know,
knowing that this time of the year would be coming, and you decided to do it to yourself anyway.
60 days in advance is how we prepare things.
Yes, which just blows my mind that before Christmas is even here, there's going to be stuff for Valentine's Day out on the shelves.
It already is at Walmart.
Yeah.
I was just there today. Yeah. We had just gotten home from Walmart.
It blows my mind that they have Valentine's Day stuff out already.
Dude, 60 days in advance.
Just, why? I picked this up.
Our company sent down the guidelines on, what day did I, Thursday, because I didn't work Friday, that Christmas goes 50% off today.
Yeah.
It's 2 weeks before Christmas. We're already saying, good, get it out of here.
What Penny and I did our advent calendars today. 10 days till Christmas. So,
how much shopping have you procrastinated on? Because go to the link in the description. You can get one of these very nice Armory 33 podcast shirts.
For the hard to buy person in your life, you can buy.
Hi, it's me. I'm the hard to buy person.
Yeah. What did you do? You just sent me a bunch of pictures of Legos.
You told me to go to the store and pick out Legos I wanted, but not to buy any.
Because,
that is on you.
Yes, because I need one more thing for you, because apparently you go all out and bought
a
bunch
people
of stuff.
Pleaser.
You are a people pleaser, but you need to tamper that down.
I know a place I can get a tamper. At a good cost.
Anyway.
What are we talking about?
What's your best childhood Christmas memory? Or a tradition that you remember?
I'm going to tell a funny story, because this is one of the things I just remember. And this person's going to... next weekend, if he watches it, he should. I'll never forget the 1 year him and I slept over at our father's house. He had a water bed.
Oh, we're talking
older.
Okay.
Yeah, older, not younger.
Okay.
I remember him waking me up, telling me to move over because he was climbing into my bed to sleep. And that was right around Christmas time. I don't know if it was Christmas or not, but I just remember him saying, move over. I'm coming in because his bed was too cold for him. He had a water bed.
Do they free?
No, they don't.
I've never had a waterbed. I don't think
it like, has like that vinyl thing on it. I guess that gets colder.
Do people even have waterbeds?
That was a thing in the late 90s, early 2000s.
Wanted waterbeds.
A waterbed? A waterbed and the bean bags that were filled with a little packing. You had a
air bean bags.
That's what I'm. But you had to blow them up in three different sections.
Yeah.
Why was that a thing at Winter Wonderland Elementary School and Middle School?
And stuff like that is apparently coming back now, where people are going back to 90s theme stuff.
Josh and I talked about this on the yard sale episode. It's because people who grew up when those things first came out are now adults. They have adult money so they can buy these things.
It's like a memory.
Do you know how many Lego sets I've owned since I've been 30?
There's two right over here.
Oh, there's two.
No, there's one. Yeah.
Technically, there's three if you count the Marvel one from last year.
You have one for the office, and you have one for friends.
I have two.
Here.
I have the big
one. Well, yeah, you have that there, though. So, yeah.
Look what's on top of the bar fridge. Can you hand that to me? That's my centerpiece for the.
Earn this.
Yes, trust me. Earn this.
Last episode.
Happens when we have adult money. We buy things we've always wanted.
Technically, you didn't buy it.
Earn this.
Yes. But no, on the Jeopardy episode, Dylan earned the title.
He told me to bring the title in the work. I said no.
Why?
Because he wants to wear it around the store.
Oh, good.
But oh, my older brother pushing me over in my own bed because he was cold. The one thing I remember is my grandmother, she would never wrap anything. She was very artsy and crafty. She would make these big three-foot bags. Okay. Like the Santa sack.
Yeah.
She would just put all of our gifts in there that she bought us throughout the whole.
Oh, so she would buy gifts. All
yeah.
Along.
Yeah. And then we would dive into the bags. And like,
oh, of course. Yes.
Wow, cool. I got laser tag. Ooh, I got a six shooter cap gun.
But you played with the bag. It's like cat boxes.
It's like what our pastor said that during church service.
Yeah.
The kids are more worried about the boxes the toys come in. Than the toys, and the dads that are over there saying, I bought this, and why do I have to assemble it? That's the unwritten rule in this house.
Did we get extra batteries?
Nope.
Because we'll probably end up needing those Christmas morning. I don't even know. Did we get anything that we need batteries for?
Nope.
Penny can't watch this before. Not that she's allowed to watch this.
What do you say? I don't yell that much.
10 minutes before we started filming.
Because I was trying to fix the light, and I had nobody here to help me. I come upstairs and say, hey, I need help.
Yeah.
Aiden, Nicole finally emerges.
You know that I can never do anything by myself. I always have a 2, almost 3-year-old as a shadow.
Oh, I thought you were going to say the cat.
That, too. He also followed me. I was just grabbing this stuff. For me, I have a lot of Christmas memories. I've always loved Christmas. And everything about Christmas sticks out to me. This year was a big year because Quinn hates this, but my uncle brought the Dickens Village set over to our house that was his and my aunt's. And my aunt passed away a few years from cancer, and they haven't had it set up since she got diagnosed. So this has been over a dozen years since the set's even seen the light. So he brought it over last Saturday.
You took the baby shopping.
Quinn left. Got out of the house because
yep.
He wanted no part of it. We got it all set up. I borrowed one of Quinn's tables.
She took a podcast table to use for Christmas decoration.
Yes. But it looks so nice and Penny loves it. It has the little pond that the skaters move.
I don't have my Christmas decoration for the podcast because you're using it upstairs.
Penny's using it upstairs. But no, you have the sign.
It's in the bar.
It's in the bar. I love the little villages with the houses. They're so cute.
I'm going to say your most fondest Christmas memory that you don't have to do anymore is waking up the milk cows before.
Yeah, our Christmas was always delayed growing up on a dairy farm just because we had to go out and help Dad finish milking the cows. He would try to get up early.
Hey, man, this is a family show.
But no, we would always have to wake up and help Dad milk the cows. He would try to get up early so we wouldn't have to wait too long. But we would go out and help him finish up. Then we would have to help make breakfast. We would always have a big Christmas breakfast. And then we'd eat breakfast with like my gram and my uncle who lived in this house would actually come over to the farm and have breakfast with us.
I wake up to cook breakfast for people. And nobody even says thank
you. Oh, but...
Are you on alcohol or saying thank you?
But no, after eating breakfast, we would have to go back upstairs to come downstairs for the Christmas morning seeing the tree.
The reveal. It's, what was that show? Extreme Makeover or something?
Extreme Makeover. Oh, yeah, like move the bus. Yeah.
Except in our family, it was move your ass down the damn steps.
Yeah, we'd always have to go upstairs because we had 2 sets of stairs. We'd have to go upstairs and then come downstairs so my mom could film our reaction to the Christmas tree, and then we'd get to open the presents. So that was Christmas morning.
This is going to be the year that I'm most excited for when she wakes up. Because she got
we're going to have to block the living room.
She got a lot of presents. Yeah, we'll put the chair on one side and the ottoman on the other.
But the ottoman's not big enough. That's a big, like, archway.
We have both ottomans.
Okay.
No, I'm excited to see her. We got her a lot of gifts. We spent a lot on
The bad thing is I want to go through and get rid of some of her current toys. We need to go through her
debating. If that makes her upset.
And the bad thing is she never plays with that barn.
But as soon as you go to move it, she's going to be like, where's my barn?
Guess what she did yesterday?
She wanted to play with the barn?
Play with the barn. I was also going to get rid of that foam finger from the Senators game. Guess what she got out yesterday?
She beat me with it last.
I was like, those were the two main things that I had in my head that I was like, oh yeah, she never plays with those. And they're fairly large things. We can get them out.
I'll move the toy box.
It's heavy. It's full.
We still have the baby gates.
We didn't have any for that big one.
That's
big section. I don't even know what traditions kids these days have, or I feel like things are just so different from when we were kids.
100%.
Like, Christmas is just all about, like, how much stuff can I get and what's the new one?
Yeah, like, what's the toy this year?
Yeah, I don't even know what the it toy this year is. For us, probably. It's always just Bluey.
Squishmallows, I think, might be a new big toy this year again. I don't.
Yeah, because the one kid that I was buying from a family in need.
I'm going to look it up.
They asked for a Squishmallow. Which I actually did not end up getting them because I had two kids that we do that my work called it the adopt a family thing for Christmas. And there were two kids that we got from two different places. And I was trying to keep things fairly even.
I had that for
price wise. Did you look up top toddler toys or just top toys?
Top toys.
Top toys for
59 hottest toys from.
One, how many of them are going to be electronics? Because we never had, I think the most electronic thing that I got for Christmas was
a Fisher-Price record player.
Seriously? Oh my gosh.
A Spider-Man. A motorcycle.
Penny would like that.
There's a Barbie one too.
Yeah.
A vending machine? What the sh?
See, all of those are like electronic or like battery operated.
What is that? Legos?
There we go.
What?
It looks like a lawnmower.
It is. It's a kid zero turn lawnmower. What? And there's a ride on tractor to go with.
That's something that we can look at for like springtime.
Yeah.
For her birthday. I don't even know what my favorite like Christmas present would be. Like it definitely wouldn't be anything electronic.
I can't say.
Because my family did not get me we got CD players when we were like 12.
The Walkman that you could fit in your coat pocket that apparently had an anti-skip.
Yeah, like a boom box. Yeah. I had a blue one. Mary had a like purplish pink one.
Of course she did.
Yeah, that's the thing with twins. Like we would always get like the same thing.
Just different colors.
I
think one of my favorite toys I got, it's not even a toy, it was the electronic. And this is going to cause controversy when Josh watches this episode.
Oh.
Is when I got my Nintendo 64 because we got the see-through ones. Where you could like, look at, you could see all like the pieces inside. And he got the smoke clear one.
Oh.
But I got an orange one. I loved it. I don't know. That was one of my favorite
things. You want the orange one?
No. Okay. But we had this conversation when we were together a couple weeks ago that the N64 to me is an underrated game console. And he goes, shut your mouth and stop talking. NBA Jam. That was great.
We didn't use a lot of electronics. Mainly because the internet was just awful.
We didn't have internet back in 99.
Exactly.
Or like, whenever that was. We didn't have internet.
We live in the same area now as the farm, so for certain types
our internet
of internet,
sucks.
It's a dead zone.
That's why it takes me 3 days to upload a
podcast. Exactly, yeah. So it's a complete dead zone, so it's really hard to get anything that you're going to need to rely on internet for.
We're going to jump around here a little bit. Welcome to the Armory 33 podcast. This year, when you gave people my Christmas list, because that's what I do, is Nicole will send me her list, I'll send her my list, and then we'll distribute to people who ask what each other wants. And then
I keep track of whatever people are buying you.
And this year, somebody was like, what do you want? I was like, I want books. And I got the weirdest, dirtiest looks like, did he just say he wants books?
Books?
The person we've never seen read.
Yeah.
He wants books.
And I went, because what did you do a couple months ago? You bought a book.
Oh, yeah. That's how this whole thing started.
You were excited to read it.
So I bought a book. I forget what book. I forget the author of the book.
Something Carr. Jake Carr, Jack Carr.
Yeah, Jack Carr. So I bought his book. If you don't know, he's a veteran who wrote The Terminal List starring Chris Pratt on Amazon Prime. And I want to read the book series. So it's 5 or 6 different books. I walked into a Books A Million down in Harrisburg one day, and I was like, oh, they have one of his books here for. And I was so excited. I brought it home and I sat it on my end table because I was going to read it at nighttime. And I start reading and it said, like, it was like, oh, welcome to book 4. I went, fuck. I bought the 4th book. I don't know what happened to the other 3.
Yeah.
So I was like, I need books 1 through 3. And then if anybody wants 5 and 6 are also out. I was like, I want books. And people are like, are you feeling it? I was like, yeah.
When I was excited for you to sit down and read, because then I haven't been able to, like, I used to read all the time. I would love
to the point of the time at night, I would be like, can you turn your light off?
Yeah. So at some point I just stopped reading because, like, I can't read in the dark.
It happened about 3 years ago. Holy shit. She's almost 3.
She's almost 3. And she's going to love it. She has been, she, like, rediscovered
Santa. Did you just touch
me? This did.
Stop touching me.
But she, like, discovered Santa, and Deacon's been scratching her.
Okay.
Cat. But no, she discovered Santa in July and has been obsessed ever since. Like, she wanted, we watched the Mickey Mouse Clubhouse Santa episode at least like 200 times.
In one. I would come home, I would hear ho, and I'd be like, no, I'm good. I would literally go back out and sit in my car.
No, if you need to call for Santa, it's toss ho. Ready?
No. Stop. Not doing it.
And then back in our day, it was the Rudolph with the
we had the
ridiculous animation.
1960 version, which is what we just watched the other night was.
We watched Frosty.
Which that one came out in 68 or 69.
Yeah.
Old?
That old.
Yeah. And they're still classic.
Yes. We haven't watched the Rudolph one with Kenny yet.
So we watch Rudolph. Is Rudolph the one with Yukon Cornelius?
Yes.
And the Island of Misfit Toys?
Yes.
Okay, so we would always watch that. Then we would watch Frosty. And then we would watch Die Hard. Yes, it's a Christmas movie. Somebody fight me about it in the comments, please. And then we would watch, I remember, like, Jingle All the Way with Schwarzenegger. Of course, you have to watch
the Santa. Yeah, I didn't see a lot of those.
You have to watch the Santa Claus with Tim Allen.
Yeah, the Santa Claus, Home Alone.
Yeah.
For the longest time, I had never seen the end of Rudolph because we didn't have a copy of it at our house. We only ever watched it on TV.
What is the end?
We would have to go to bed, like, so we'd miss the end of it. I think I've only ever seen the end like once or twice.
You know, there's a whole song that takes about 5 minutes instead of watching an hour and a half long movie.
I know.
Spoiler alert, he becomes a head reindeer.
I know. But yeah, like the whole like Land of Misfit Toys, it wasn't until I was older
call my building at work
and could stay up later that I ever even knew that was part of the movie. And so it was weird to watch these movies as an adult and be like, oh.
There's a lot of innuendo.
Yeah. You can't watch Disney movies.
Like, yeah, we can.
You can. You just can't let on to what's actually going on. What was one that was like really bad? And I was like, oh, man. And I can't think of what it was.
If you remember one of the early VHS tapes of, I think it was The Little Mermaid, there's penises in the castle.
Oh, yeah, there is absolutely a penis in that castle. And I know, no, there was one that it was just like a joke that someone said, like one of the characters said in the
all
movie, that I was like, oh, good thing kids don't know what that means, but they might now.
Yeah.
Kids these days might.
Yeah. I mean, I was happy to, like, I get like, the same 3 gifts from one person. I get a calendar.
From Mary.
Because last year she got me the dad joke calendar, which still says November.
Yeah. So does your whiteboard.
Yeah, it does.
Yeah. So you need to get on that.
Yeah, I'll fit it right into my busy schedule. Hey, I was off Friday and I was playing Santa Claus all damn day.
Yeah. You did good, though. I think Penny's really going to like...
I went out and I tried to shoot a reindeer.
No, I do hope Penny's really going to like her big gift this year.
She better. There's blood, sweat, and tears.
Oh.
That's what that mark is from.
Yes, Quinn pre-built one of Penny's Christmas presents, so he is on the ball.
And I personally wrapped all your gifts.
Yes, which I'm excited.
Can you use the horrible wrap job?
I'm excited to see how you did, because you always say like you're horrible at it. And
I
like it.
Always so, outsource my rapping to an elf.
Yes. We've already said her name multiple times in this episode somehow.
Yeah. Your one gift, I'm pretty sure I just had like random pieces of paper that I had to cover spots with. So I just was like, it looks good. Just wanted it over, taped it.
So it looks like a kid did it?
Yes.
Oh, that's fine. I still love you.
One of them I put in a gift bag. It said, screw it. I didn't know how to wrap it.
One, I do need to know, just for other purposes, whether or not you did get me a planner this year. Otherwise, I need to get one.
I did not buy you one?
Okay, but one's coming.
From what my resources at the North Pole tell me, yes.
Oh, your resources at the North Pole, meaning Mary.
Nope.
Oh, no, not Mary this time.
Okay. No, because the same two gifts I get you every year, people already told me they got you, and I was so mad at those people.
Oh, yeah, because I've already told people, because someone actually looked at my planner, because it's always the same kind
gets
me.
I get Nicole the Thomas Kincaid Disney exclusive weekly and daily planner for her work. I think I bought you one every year.
Every year we've been alive.
Every year we've been together.
Yeah, so it has all of his... paintings that he's done of like the Disney scene.
Somebody's like, yeah, I already got it for her. I was like, I fucking hate you. I get her two gifts a year that she knows come from me. I'm not saying a word. I am neither confirming or denying.
But because there's a few people I can see that would do that because they just know.
But okay,
I get one every year.
So what else did you want to talk about? Because I'm going to go into something that's going to cause backlash here in a second.
Deals with Christmas?
Mm-hmm. Okay. Going back to the conversation you and I have been having for the past 3 days.
We've had a lot of conversations over the past 3 days.
Our list.
What, that you ask for expensive shit?
Yes, I ask for expensive things. But there are things I use on a daily and or weekly basis.
Like toothpaste.
Again, I'm growing up. That toothpaste is fucking amazing, okay? For those who don't know, His Smile toothpaste, fantastic.
Or is it High Smile?
His...
Yes.
It is High
There's
Smile.
Only one S.
High Smile toothpaste is fantastic.
We are not sponsored.
God, can we get a toothpaste sponsor?
A toothpaste.
Here's the thing, though. No. It has like active ingredients that like whiten your teeth. I noticed my teeth getting whiter.
Good.
I've been using it for 3 months.
So many different flavors.
I had the watermelon one yesterday. It was in that travel pack.
See, watermelon doesn't seem like it
was. It was not a good tooth mix with like fluoride. It took me back to being in the dentist chair in elementary school.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, we're going to take your fluoride treatment, open your mouth, breathe through your nose.
I think, would I always get the bubblegum one?
That's the one.
Wasn't it bubblegum? Did they have a mint one, too?
Yeah.
Because I think they would usually end up giving me the bubblegum one just because that's what they had ready.
So my Christmas list this year was a set of books.
Yes.
An editing subscription. Subscription.
Did you say prescription?
I said prescription. I've slept 8 hours this whole weekend.
Yeah, it's been a long day. Again, whatever.
Toothpaste.
Camera.
A whole other camera tripod setup so we can do multiple shots for the podcast. Because there's things on my editing I want to work on, but I can't out camera and tripod. And I wanted a coffee grinder. Which people are like, you just want grinded cup coffee? I'm like, no. But then some people are like, what are these things? And I'm like, there are people like, I don't know how they're going to take when I explain what they are.
Yeah. But you use them like religiously.
I do.
So.
Quit tobacco.
Yeah, you quit tobacco.
These are delicious.
I still don't like it.
Guess what? Would you rather have me have a dip can?
Basically what that
is. Not. These are 100% natural. And
yeah,
80 grams of energy.
A dip can.
It's fantastic.
Fine, you put that in, I'll put the chocolate and peanut butter.
I don't chew this. You've already put a couple.
I have.
Already taken notice. Is that the second bag of fucking Reese's I did not get out of this house?
No, actually, your mom brought these yesterday when I was making cookies.
Having all my nutcrackers I bought a month ago.
Whatever's left is still up in the cabinet.
No, they're not.
Oh, those little ones. Oh, no, they've been gone for a while.
You know how many I had? Two.
You snooze, you lose. Just like that fudge that's in the fridge. That's going to be there. Exactly.
I'm taking it to work. I can't because someone will just eat it. Did I tell you that story?
What?
When he was here for the 50th episode and we had all that leftover bologna and cheese, him and I were working along 2 days later.
Okay.
I'm like, hey, I brought the bologna and cheese in for us because I know we're going to need snacks. We're not going to be able to leave. I had a piece of bologna and a piece of cheese.
Yeah.
He took it as, hey, I brought this container in for you. You can eat the rest of it. I walked into the break room. I'm like, who the fuck's all the meat and cheese at? He goes, I ate it for my lunch. Motherfucker, I go. And one of the other coworkers walked in. They go, I'm leaving.
Yeah. Just like, I don't want to be involved. This one's already half
open. I think the last thing on my list was like bags of Black Rifle coffee.
I don't think those were actually on your list, but I think I did, like, I told someone that you would get them. So I don't know if they got
them. That's okay. I just picked up another bag at the store the other day.
You did. You got a new one. So you're fine. But
and I got the cake.
Regardless, we are going to be grateful for whatever we get from everybody. Because there are people that love us and want to get us things. So regardless of how we feel about what they've given us, we're still going to say thank you.
This is the pep talk she gives me every day, Christmas or my birthday. It may not be what you asked for, but you will be grateful. You're like a mother scolding their child, saying if you misbehave, you're going to get your ass beat when you get home.
And there's a reason for that. Are you or are you not?
What?
Like my child.
Oh, that's weird.
I have to clean up after you. I have to make you food.
You're like, no, could you
and
go?
And what you're happened in the bathroom?
You go, where are you going? I'm like, I gotta go.
I washed your clothes.
I did laundry on Friday.
That's one day.
Yeah, but I also work longer hours.
Boo-hoo.
And I did the dishes the other day.
One day.
And I emptied the dishwasher.
One day.
God, you almost drank. And I made dinner the other night for you. The full dinner, not just half-assed like I usually do.
One day.
I made dinner last night.
Yeah.
I wanted to go hunting last night. And you're like, no, I've been in the house all day. I'm going out.
You know why.
I came home and took a nap yesterday.
Oh, and I needed to get a shower and wash my hair while you were giving Penny a bath, and then I get out of the shower.
Dumped her pee on me.
I'm like, what? Her hand is all red and dry. What fucking lotion?
I did. I wanted you to be aware. It's Nick. What? I got pee on me. How? I don't want to talk about it. I was emptying her thing.
Her little potty training pot.
And she bumped me and I got pee on me. So then I had to go and shower.
I was like, I just want to chill.
Oh, hey, by the way, thanks for the hot water in the shower last night.
Was it?
No, it wasn't.
So did it last?
5 seconds. The sacrifices I made. No hot water. It's actually Friday I took the hot shower. That was
good.
But
yeah,
no.
Tonight, since I'm giving Penny a bath, you get a shower first.
It was already planned. But we're going to go back to the Christmas list, where me being a people pleaser, I spent roughly $100 on it. And I got her 90% of the list. Other people did not get her.
Because
your Christmas list this year made me feel like I was married to an 80-year-old. Hang on. I'm going to read your Christmas.
Hey, Mom.
I'm going to read your Christmas.
My Christmas list has to do with things that we need around the house. I think one thing that I didn't put on there was new Tupperware. Or did I put new Tupperware?
No.
New plastic containers on there?
No, I get it from work. And you said, no, don't worry about it. We don't need it.
No, because I want to get rid of, just because our water is so hard, it messes up with our containers.
This is Nicole's
Christmas
list. Automatic cat feeder. That was a given. We were going to get that with or without Christmas.
Cat wakes me up.
You wanted books. Okay, that's fine. Books too. Small candy dish with lid. Shoes. Decorative picture frames, slippers, large deep frying pan, which
we both wanted. I don't know if anybody got one for us. That was on my list. I don't think you had it on yours.
Because I was going to put it on my list, and they're like, I put it on mine, so we just took it off of my list.
Yes.
Big outdoor flower pots.
Yes.
Christmas sweaters. I'll buy you one after Christmas when they're half off.
But don't wait too long, because they're going to be gone.
Sunglasses.
Yes.
Comfy sweatpants.
With pockets. That is essential.
iPhone 12 case. Your iPhone still at 12?
Yes.
Okay. Decorative humidifier.
Okay. Our house is dry.
I looked at your list and I went, oh, fucking retirement home is going to be next year.
But no, I've seen so many reels on social media of moms saying what they really want for Christmas, and it's Tupperware or just things for around the house. Or like the one was literally like a night in a hotel where nobody can call me and nobody can like come find me. Leave me alone.
Do it. Go. Bye. Guaranteed the house is not going to be clean when you get back.
Exactly. That's the thing, though. Like, moms, it's just like a freaking teacher. Like, we can't leave for a day without having to make all the plans and clean up everything afterwards.
It was like last night. You were like, I'm going to go to the grocery store. I'm like, all right, do you want to pick up dinner? No, we ate out the other night. All right, fine. I'm making dinner then. And I asked P, I'm like, what do you want for dinner? And don't say pizza. Because that's a guarantee. That's a given in this house that she wants pizza. She went, I want breakfast. All right. What do we have? Scrambled eggs,
bacon,
biscuits. And biscuits.
Yep. I smelled, as soon as I pulled in, I was like, I smell bacon.
Not making
like,
it on the black stuff. Messed up.
Well, and that's what I looked over. I was like, did he grill?
That's why I was. That's why I cleaned the Blackstone the other day.
Yeah.
Just so I can make breakfast
on it.
I was
like, did he grill? It's 20 degrees out here. Like, why is he grilling in the garage?
Making Christmas breakfast on the Blackstone.
Yeah, don't do the pancakes on Blackstone. Why? Because they turned out weird.
No, they were weird because I used water instead of.
Yes, that makes it weird too. Yeah. Yeah, we always do Christmas breakfast at our house with like my parents, your parents, my sisters. What is Josh doing? Is he coming to our
house? No. No.
Okay.
I think he's just going to chill. He's going to spend 3 hours turning the crank again.
Huh?
He's going to spend 3 hours turning the crank.
No explanation.
The text
and
was,
we will leave it there.
This is the text I got last night in me and my brother's group chat. It was 3 hours. Question mark? That's a while for jerking it. Hold on, pics and videos are taking forever. Nope, we don't want to see that.
No, on my eyes.
That's what happens when you get three older grown brothers that are in a group chat together.
Well, and pretty soon here, all three of you are going to be together in person.
There's going to be five Jaegers under one.
There's going to be five Jaegers under one house. Lovers, I should say. Yes. There goes the neighborhood. We live in a cornfield.
There goes the cornfield.
Oh, God. Yeah, it's going to be interesting getting all you guys together. Along with Penny and
our offspring
and Hendrix.
Our offspring.
Yes, it will be interesting seeing all of you together. And we already had the conversation with Penny today about, are you going to share your toys with Hendrix?
Nope.
I think she did say yes at first, but I don't think she knows exactly what that means.
So she's going to take after her uncles and brother, or her uncles and dad.
Because remember this past year at her birthday party when they were there, we didn't get to see them at Christmas because they live like hour and a half, two hours away.
No, they were all sick for Christmas.
Sick, yeah. Something came up that we didn't get to see them at Christmas. And so we didn't see them again until Penny's birthday party in March or end of February, whenever we had it. And so we gave Hendrix his Christmas present Penny's birthday party.
She thought it was for her, and she thought we were giving one of her gifts away. Yeah,
she looks
she
at him
was
like
mad.
What? Why then, is he getting a present?
She's like,
these
that's mine.
All for me.
So she said, that's mine.
And
I'm like, no, it's not.
She even tried to go over and play with it.
I said, no, sweetie,
like,
that's
no,
his.
You have enough presents. But
she's like, no, it's
okay.
Mine.
And we're like, no.
We're definitely at that Mayan state now, or I want to do it myself.
Yeah.
Which I'm actually.
I want to get a little baby deer all by myself.
Because
Because you asked her, you're like, do you want daddy to go get you a deer? And she's like,
no.
Yes, a baby deer.
I want to go get it all by myself.
She does like the arms and the.
Yeah. She said, no, I want to go get the deer. I'm like, fuck yeah, we do. Let's go.
Yeah.
Let's go.
Let's go.
Yeah.
Another thing that, now like because we've seen like some reindeer, like when we went to the mall. She gets so excited about these things, but then when she actually sees them in person,
she's terrified.
Like Santa, the reindeer.
She's terrified of them.
Like I said earlier, she's been talking about Santa since July. She just discovered Santa. She loves it, loves to see him on movies and TV shows. But when we saw him in person at the mall, luckily we were at a where, because they do the whole pictures with Santa thing, there was no line for pictures. So I asked the guy at the gate thing. I was like, hey, can we, since there's nobody here, can we do like a drive-by with the stroller and just say hi to Santa and see how we react? And he said, yeah, sure. And he's like, Penny was in the stroller. So we're like going past and we're like, it's like sick. She was just giving him the no.
She does not like people. She does not like people in costumes unless she is in costume.
Oh, yeah. She was just asking me the other day, like, if she can put her Bluey costume from Halloween.
Say the sheep costume from the church pageant.
No, yeah, she still, and we saw Santa again at
daycare.
The daycare concert.
Yeah, it was horrible.
And the picture, like I put her, like I held her to take the picture, and I put her on the side, like next to Santa. And so she was in between myself and Santa, and she was like hanging on to me for dear life and like trying to get away. And I felt so bad. I'm just like, because I knew who was dressed up as Santa. And so I was just like, Penny, be nice. He's a nice man. But she was having none of it. But she did pet that same day that we saw Santa at the mall. They had live reindeer there, too.
You don't know whether I'm allowed to shoot that one.
Yeah. No, don't shoot the reindeer, Daddy. But there was one there that they were having, a younger one that everybody was allowed to pet. And then there was like an older, calmer one. It was Tinsel and Twinkle.
Oh, they're the rejects.
So she did not want to pet the younger one, Tinsel, I think.
She didn't
want to pet that one at all. I pet it, and she was, like, looking at it, but she wouldn't touch it. And then we went over to take the picture with Twinkle, and I held her and took the picture. I actually had to hold on to the reindeer's bridle to make sure it didn't run away while we were taking the picture.
They're going to fucking fly to the North Pole?
I don't know. Jeez. But then as we were saying bye to Twinkle, I tried one more time. I was like, do you want to pet? Like, oh, it's so soft right here. And then she did touch it.
Pet.
I she just puts her hand on it.
Still pets. Wish you guys would have been home the day I got my buck when I had it in the back of the truck.
What, you want her to see the bloody?
Yeah, I wanted her to see it and just to see what her reaction was going to be. Because the other night when I made dinner and it was.
I'm going to traumatize our child by seeing a dead deer.
Yeah, it's fine. She'll learn quick. And she's like, I was like, oh, did you like dinner? She's like, yeah. Do you want to know what it was? Yeah. And you shoot me the look from across the table like, don't fucking dare say. I'm like, baby, we just ate some deer. She goes, okay. Nonchalant. She might be a murderer when she grows up.
She didn't understand, Quinn.
She understood.
She didn't understand what was actually.
I should have said, this is that baby deer.
Yeah, this is your baby deer. Congratulations. You just ate them. Yeah. That's like the people up the road with the have cows. The daughter, like a year or so ago, she named. Hold on, let me finish my story. She got to name one of the baby cows that I guess was going to be like her cow to growing up with. Did I tell she named him? She named him Hamburger.
Foreshadowing. She must be an English nerd.
I don't know, but it's funny. Okay, what's going on with the drink?
We went back to earlier we mentioned of why kids back in our time are bringing things back. So this right here is the alcoholic Sunny D that they just came out with.
A vodka seltzer.
Seltzer. So mine is Sunny D orange cranberry.
I have orange pear. I just finished.
Damn you. I wanted to try that because that was the one I wanted out of the fridge. And you're like, I'll take that. I don't like that.
Try it.
I don't like it. I'll finish it, but I don't like it.
It's all right.
I don't like it.
But yeah.
But, all right. So, since you pretty much talked about this whole entire episode.
You told me it was my
episode. This is your episode.
I am Chris.
The way this happened is the other day, was it, I had just gotten home from work? Or
like, Nick, I don't know.
No, that's not what it was. Oh, it was the other night. Again, Nicole wants to have these important conversations as I lay down to go to sleep.
Because we don't have any other time we get interrupted.
She gets,
Mommy, Daddy.
This is how close you were to me that day you asked. You're like, I have an idea for a podcast. And I was like, okay. She's like, we should talk about how Christmas was different from when we were kids to now. The answer to that question, which we haven't even touched on, is very simple. We weren't spoiled. Our gifts cost maybe $60 max.
Yeah.
Kids today just need their asses.
Not all of them, but some of them, yes.
I know of somebody whose 12-year-old asked for an Ulta and
Sephora
gift card.
I was still getting like actual toys.
I looked at that person, I go, I hope you slap the shit out your kid.
Yeah.
Because if our daughter ever, now if she, granted, she already has her first gun, sorry.
She just doesn't know
it. She doesn't know it. Daddy's still using
it. Yeah.
But no.
No, and they...
I'm waiting for the
like
day...
Like, there's a sense of entitlement.
Oh, yeah.
I know people probably said that about us as kids. Because times have just changed all around.
We drank
but
from
like,
hoses
as,
and rolling...
As a 31-year-old person, I look at kids these days. Like, we look at kids these days, and it's just like, holy shit. Like,
there are several times today I looked at a kid and go... If I acted the way you just did, I would not be able to sit for a week.
No. Yeah. Not so much. I would get spanked occasionally, but it was more of like my parents had just instilled this kind of like disappointment fear, like fear of disappointing them.
That's the worst thing a parent can ever say to a kid is, I'm not mad. I'm just disappointed.
Yeah. But you have to put that mindset into the kid.
When did we have tacos?
But no, like you have to put that into their heads of like, you want your parents to be proud of you. You don't want them to be disappointed.
Yeah, that's like when Penny would just dump a puzzle and then she'll put it back together herself.
Mm-hmm.
And we're like, oh, good job, baby. And she goes, thanks. And then she just walks away. Doesn't even pick it up. She just walks away from me. Mm-hmm. Hey, get back here and clean this up. No, I'm okay. One. Okay, okay. Whoa, whoa. Hear me out. Don't get the two and I'll go clean it up right now. That's what it's like. Like,
well, I'm not, like, she wants to make us happy. But there's some kids that, like, they just don't care.
She kicked me in the head last night and refused to say
again,
sorry.
She's two.
She it wasn't even a kick. About... It was with her heel. She mule kicked me in the back of the head. It's funny, is it?
A little bit. Because, again, I've told you so many times, you have zero spatial awareness when it comes to her. Like, just being aware of what could happen.
Yeah.
Like you talk about that all the time about like situational awareness when you're out in public, but you have zero situational awareness when it comes to our toddler.
That's complete. The one day she grabbed the knife out of the thing and started running around the dining room with it. That I ended that pretty quick.
Okay, just to be fair, we do not let our child play with knives.
She was
obsessed
helping
with
us unload the dishwasher.
She's helping us unload the dishwasher, which she loves to do.
Like a-
and because she's not allowed to have them, she is obsessed with knives.
I was like, Nicole's like, Quinn, you can't buy another gun.
Because at Thanksgiving, I gave her the same silverware as everybody else.
Fuck.
So she had a knife and I let her use it to put butter on her roll.
Yeah. And then she's standing next to me and she goes, here.
So the knife was taken from her very quickly after Thanksgiving. But no, she does have an obsession. She tries to get a hold of a knife. When she sees one. So, yes, we do not let our child play.
And that's
knives.
The thing is, like, I have knives laying around this house.
Yeah, and that's what you
like,
do
I have
not.
Multiple, like, I have different knives I carry on different days.
I have scissors, anything like that.
What
like,
did she?
And there's one.
She grabbed
drawer.
The ruler the one day?
Yeah.
And ran around the house and started hitting me with it?
And, like, the one drawer in our kitchen, the big long one. That has the like rolling pin that has some really sharp knives in it. So every now and then she'll open that one. But there's also measuring cups in there,
we
which
need
she
to
likes.
Rethink of where we...
there's also measuring cups in there that she likes to play with. So she'll go in that drawer to get the measuring cups, and I'm just like, oh no, yeah, the big
my
ones.
Butcher knife.
Well,
is
it'd be like a turkey carving knife that's in there. Like it's a big knife. So I'm just like watching our her. I'm like right safe, there, like though. Ready. Like,
we don't let her run around the house unsupervised.
Yeah.
But
no, we're always right there.
It's just sometimes we're like, oh, hey, we're just going to
take that from you.
I want it. I'm like, you don't need it. Today at lunch, she grabbed her wrapped silverware.
Yes.
Why don't restaurants make wrapped silverware for a child? But it just has like a fork and a spoon in it.
You looking to start a new trend?
I mean, I might. I know some people that own a restaurant. I might be able to be like, hey, here's an idea.
Yeah. You know, that would just make more work for the servers, though.
God forbid.
More side work.
Yeah. You want $18 an hour? Fucking do your jobs.
Wouldn't it start out at 15? That was 15.
Ah, whatever.
Yeah.
Fucking do your jobs.
Like, I make just over 18.
I don't know what I make an hour.
You make more, a little more than me.
But the amount of bullshit I put up with on a daily basis, some days I just sit there and go, today's going to be the day
I had to talk to 7th graders about cyberbullying. How do you think that went? Again, you want to talk about entitlement.
You should not see the comments people post on us or on us.
This one kid told me that I had to pay him $5 because he sharpened my pencil that I let him borrow.
That's just being an entrepreneur.
And then when I told him that he was overcharging me, he blamed it on Bidenomics.
That kid raised right then. I would have given him $5. I'd be like, shit.
Bad thing is, I didn't even have my wallet on me. I left it in the car. But so I'm just like, I think 50 cents would be a better charge for you sharpening a pencil that I let you borrow.
But no, that goes back to Bidenomics. Yeah. They give you something, but they want you to pay.
And you have to pay for it. And then I saw the kid again in the hallway.
Like, where's my pencil, fucker?
He's like, where's my $5?
Where's my pencil at?
No, he did give me the pencil back.
That would have been my thing, is where's my pencil?
So I should freshly sharpen pencil in my bag. You know how often that happens? Because I don't have a pencil sharpener in my...
That's going to be next year's Christmas
present. That's going to be next year's Christmas present. I can have a pencil sharpener in my office.
Apparently, snow is laying on the ground.
Ooh, that's exciting.
No, it's not.
I'm excited, as long as they don't cancel school tomorrow, because I have more presentations tomorrow. With not middle schoolers, for once. I think it's second and third graders. Which, you know, leading up to Christmas, that's going to be fun. They're going to be going nuts. And it was just a full moon.
You heard what the pastor said today during church.
I honestly don't remember much from the sermon because I had a toddler clinging to me.
We were talking about our joys and concerns, and he said, God, please watch over our teachers as the week leading up to Christmas.
I did hear him say that.
Give them the power to make it through this week.
Give them the patience to survive. It is so true, though.
Nobody ever says anything about retail workers.
They do. You just don't hear
We
it.
Get the brunt. Oh, we hear a lot from retail.
Well, you do, but like you don't hear a lot of people like talk.
That's an episode that's coming up next year.
Retail?
I have some heavy hitters that are coming in from the retail world.
Oh, yeah?
Oh.
So, preview.
It's going to be a bitch fest of how people. Thing right now. Doesn't ring. Must be free. But it's free. This ass kicking you're about to fucking get if I could. I'll clock out and knock
it
out.
Just because they found the one thing that doesn't have a tag.
Yeah.
They think they can get it for free. I did. That actually worked out really well for me one time, though, accidentally. I found something that.
Oh, the Walmart incident.
What? I don't remember.
It was walked you.
No, I was by myself, and I found something
that it didn't have a price tag on it.
The other things had to have been at least $25, $30. And when I took it up and the lady was like, oh, there's no price tag on here. And I was like, oh, like, I'm sorry. Do you want me to go back and get like a different one or bring something up here with the tag? And she was like, oh, it's fine. What do you say? $3. And I was like, works for me.
I made $10 at the grocery store the other day.
You did. I was so proud of you.
I know. So usually when I go to Walmart, I text and call saying, please never send me here again by myself. Because I usually want to fight somebody. But it was Friday. It was a busier day. And I had a cartload full of stuff on our weekly grocery list. And this little old couple behind me only had a bag of sugar.
Yeah.
And I'm like, you guys can go ahead. Like, I'm in no hurry. You're fine. You're having a bag of sugar. No sense you guys wait. The lady was so nice. And, oh, you're such a nice man. Here, take this for your trouble. I go, no, it's fine. I don't need anything. Like, just pass it on. She passed it on to me for $10 bill. I'm like, pays me nice sometimes.
And then you said the person in front of them paid for their sugar.
Paid for their sugar. And I went.
When I think they still. Because, like, the sugar would have been more than $10.
No,
so they,
it was like the little bag.
No, the sugar would have been less than $10 is what I meant. But yeah, so they still ended up, like, paying. They paid you for their Walmart trip.
I don't know.
But that was very sweet. So, see, there is some goodness in the holidays yet.
Do you mean coming from me or coming from other people?
Just in general. Because, like, that used to be, that's something that I still miss is just, like, that feeling that you would get at Christmas where it was just, like, the joy and just, like, the magic of Christmas. And now it's just, I'm nice an adult.
That's nice to believe in when you're, like, a child and you don't have a care in the world. We're adults.
And, like,
we have jobs, responsibilities.
And that's why I'm just, like,
I have
so excited
three
to
full-time jobs, it feels like.
You have one full-time job.
My responsibilities for the church.
Yes, which you just added to.
So I have three full-time jobs.
Shall we start calling you Mr. President
now? Yes, you should. You should. I'm going to get named. That's what I want to do for the podcast.
What?
I want to get
name tags.
Like the one you have
like
on your
list. And yours is going to be like Quinn, Mr. President.
Oh, my list of titles for this show is ridiculous.
Your list
host,
of titles.
Editor, publisher.
Sure. Yours is editor.
Yeah. Host, editor, owner.
Creative.
Creative mind control.
Yeah. Creative control.
Nicole's is just executive producer.
Executive producer.
Host.
Occasional co-host.
Can you imagine?
Reappearing.
I almost just called you dude.
I called you dude one day. And
I was so mad.
I just wanted to see what you said because
at her,
Penny calls us dude.
I looked
all the
at
time.
You and I went,
hey, dude, mommy.
I went, the fuck did you just say to me? I was ready
And I think it was something I was mad at you for something.
I was ready to fight you.
Just like, dude, what the fuck is your problem? And you just looked at me like, did you just call me dude?
What did you just call me? You're like, I said it. I'm like, no, you shouldn't have.
I'm not going to take it back either.
All right. Let's end this on a high. If you could have anything in the world for Christmas, one gift, what would it be?
Tickets to Disney.
What? All right. Shit, that makes mine seem like I'm just selfish then. Wait, how many tickets to Disney?
I said tickets, as in I want to
like
take
you
Penny,
and Penny
to Disney.
You and her?
If we can swing you two, we'll take
Can I bring all the podcast level to show, do a show at Disney?
That would be cool.
On location? No, that's a lot of equipment. We have to drive.
Yeah, we would have to drive.
We drive for that.
Nope, you would just have to take like your phone and just film it.
On auto location. No, I would never be that person.
Just do a vlog.
Christmas. If I could have anything for one Christmas, it would be my son.
Yeah.
With a plow. And doors. And doors.
Doors.
Doors. And a windshield. Just let me
those sound like essential things.
Fucking cold outside. It was 13 degrees when I hunted the other day.
Yeah,
I should get credit for being out there for 4 hours.
Yeah, and not seeing anything but squirrels.
That squirrel, I shit you not. Now I know where all the feed went in the beginning of the season.
Yeah.
This squirrel was legit this big around. And he got me to the camera away, which is like 3 to 4 feet. And I went, I'm trying to fucking eat me. I don't know.
It might.
In my mind.
Squirrel.
On this episode of the Armory 33 podcast, we're going to talk about the after effects of a 6'5 Creedmoor round versus a squirrel. I said to the four other people, they go, can you send me a picture of you shooting it?
Oh my gosh.
Like
a video of you shooting it or just seeing the after effects?
Great. Just put a camera on the barrel of my gun. So it like records my.
Records you shot.
I can get them.
I'm sure they do. But you do not need one, though.
Just like you say, I don't need another gun.
You don't. If you want to save for a side-by-side, you got to start making sacrifices.
I'll sacrifice for
the type of sacrifices I'm talking
about. You didn't say what kind of sacrifices.
No, that's not how that works.
What do you do? This is what I live with.
love Christmas. I have jingle bell earrings that you can't hear, but they're on there.
Next year's holiday shirt is going to be the normal Armory shirt, except in red and green lettering, it's going to say Bahumbug.
Or Melakalikimaka.
Hey, that goes on the back.
Yeah.
That's a lot of wording, though.
A lot of letters. It would
good
be
thing
a lot
my people
letters.
Don't need by the letter.
No. Quinn hates this time of year because our entire house is Christmas.
Even our bathroom soap is Christmas.
We had a peppermint one, but I actually ended up taking that to the church because there wasn't any soap there. And we were out of soap. There's more than one bathroom at the church, but the one bathroom did not have any soap, so nobody was using it. So I'm like, this is an easy problem to solve. I'm just going to take some soap over. And so I took our peppermint soap over. And like, it was weird the one day I was here attending a virtual webinar, and they were talking to us about something as an icebreaker, like, what's your favorite Christmas thing?
The cool green, the blue container of icebreaker.
Yeah. And I said something about, like, I love the Christmas decorations. And I'm pretty sure I'm sitting in a spot in my house that is the one place that you can't see Christmas decorations, because I was sitting in front of the wall of pictures. But anywhere else, you would be able to see a lot of Christmas
down here. This is the one room in the house.
Yeah, down here.
Used to have a Christmas decoration, but it was taken upstairs. And it's being used upstairs.
Yes, because your daughter is with it. Although we have to put new batteries in it because she loved it too much.
Shucks, the batteries died.
One of those little ceramic Christmas trees.
Porcelain tree.
Yeah.
With the colorful bulbs.
Yes, but it's the miniature version.
Yeah.
She kept turning it on.
I admit something right now, I'm not too proud of it. When a toy gets annoying, Daddy takes the batteries out and says, oh, sorry, the batteries died and we don't have any more.
But then she'll come to me and say, Mommy, I need batteries.
And Quinn, where's your screwdrivers? You're not touching mine. Which, that was another thing on your Christmas list.
Yes, I need a little miniature tool set. You need to get them out and put them in the kitchen so that way I have them. Because all of her toys have these little teeny tiny screws that the regular screwdrivers will not fit in. So I need a set of teeny tiny screwdrivers.
Sounds like a you problem.
And that's why I put it on my Christmas list. So it can be a me problem.
See, this is our thing. My Christmas list is there's things I would not buy myself. Christmas list is things you just don't want to buy yourself.
It's things I don't have things that I want like that. I don't need a bunch of stuff. I need chocolate. I need wine. No, I don't even drink that much wine anymore.
I walked out the other night after putting the baby to bed. You had a glass of wine you were sipping on.
Yeah, because it's in the fridge.
Nicole, I'm like, you come into bed? She goes, I didn't finish my wine yet. Nope, you're on your own.
Yeah.
And I went, I don't remember you coming to bed that night.
That's because, and I did finish my wine, but then I was sitting there watching Netflix to the point where it asked me if I was continuing.
Oh, you hit that mark?
And I was like,
That's like a 2 to 3 hour time frame.
I was like, nope, time to go to bed.
That's like a 2 or 3 hour time frame. That
I didn't come to bed until 11 o'clock. And then Penny woke us up at 1:30.
Oh, it was that night?
It was that night. Because it was Friday night.
I got 3 hours of sleep that night.
I got 2. And I went to bed at 11.
Yeah, you fucked around and found out, didn't you?
Penny woke us up at 1:30. Cat woke me up at 3.
And that's why you want an automatic cat feeder.
Penny woke up. Yeah, that's why I want an automatic cat feeder.
All right, let's wind down so we can kick our babysitter out. Hey, everybody.
Love
thanks
you,
for
Mary.
Tuning into another episode of the Armory 33 podcast. Episode 51. We almost had it where we had an episode every 2 weeks for the first 2 years. Next episode, I believe, starts season 3.
Do you want to do another one before the end of the year?
Maybe not next weekend. Next weekend is out of the question. We have too much going on in 2 days. I might be able to get some people together in 2 weeks. Oh, yeah, that's going to be our recap episode.
Recap episode?
Yeah. Okay. Where we go back through and talk about things that we talked about this whole year. Which, if you watched episode 50, I do not remember a lot. I've been on 51 of these episodes.
Yeah.
You think I can remember everything? I can remember maybe the first 3 episodes in order of what they were.
It was weird, like, going through the episodes that I chose for those, like, callback questions. I was just looking for people to tell specific like types of stories. And I'm like, I just talked about some random shit in some of these. I was like, I just want someone to tell a good story.
Next year, if we can keep the pace we're up, we're going to hit 5,000 listens next year.
Boom.
And we have some big things happening in the early spring, which we're not going to be filmed in this.
What?
Yeah. I think
But this is the home of Armory 30.
We're going to get into the meat and potatoes of Armory 30 podcast. We can do it before playing.
Ah.
So like March. Yeah. Huh? Big thing.
So Penny and I will be spending some time over at the farm.
Yep.
So when things go boom.
Oh, things are gonna go fucking boom. I got 10 pounds of Tanner.
Yeah, definitely do that in season.
With that, everybody, have a great and happy holiday. Whatever you celebrate, Kwanzaa, Christmas.
Hanukkah.
I was trying to think of what the other. Thank you for your love and support through the whole entire year. If you ever need anybody, reach out. We are here for you. I know holidays are a very stressful and strenuous time. We're here for you.
That could be a whole podcast by itself.
The reason there's. What the?
Anyway.
Everybody have a great rest of your day, and we'll see you back for our yearly recap at the end of the year.
Stay safe.
Trapped.